the problem that organizations have with this bill, media organizations, the Michigan Press Association, among others, is opposed to this, but also environmental groups, is that the same information that could potentially benefit terrorists, weak points in a pipeline system, are also things that are matters of legitimate public interest. Whether or not a pipeline or a facility that might have some effect on the environment is being, you know, responsibly and effectively operated, that you can't wall off one, you know, all the things that affect the security without walling off the others, those same things that affect public safety.
Both sides have taken strong positions, positions where there doesn't seem to be much common ground. Is there room for any kind of compromise that you could see with this bill?
Well, there is certainly room for compromise. But in the end, you know, that you know, the legislature is going to have to make a decision to put, you know, one value, you know, higher up in within the hierarchy than the other, which is it going to be, you know, the ability of authorities and these private companies to do things to shield them from harm, but also from, you know, public view? Or is it going to be the capacity for the public and the media to examine them and see, you know, just how safe they actually are? You know, one of those values is going to have to win.
At the same time all this is happening, the state has a task force that's investigating oil pipelines in Michigan, especially looking at Enbridge's Line 5, which is the one that runs under the Straits of Mackinac.
And it runs through the Straits of Mackinac and through a lot of, you know, sensitive publicly owned land, that it's not just under the Straits of Mackinac that the environmental groups are concerned about.
Right. And that task force is expected to have a report out this month or next. What's the likelihood that this bill goes anywhere soon?
I doubt that this bill will go anywhere before the task force releases its report.
Let's shift gears for a second and briefly talk about road funding. Proposal 1 crashed and burned last week. Exactly. Proposal 1 crashed and burned last week. And now the legislature is talking about other options for raising $1 billion for the roads. Is there any option that you think has any legs right now, or is it just too early to tell?
I mean, you know, any option other than, you know, the 90 dozen that they've already been through to, you know, before they got to proposal one, you know, right now they're talking about maybe looking at, you know, some funds that have previously been restricted. They're restricted by law. And, you know, maybe there's money there. You know, that what they're going to do is they're going to scour the state budget and try and cobble together enough money to make the federal match, and then spend the rest of the summer trying to figure out a way to come up with the, you know, with the $1.2 billion or so that, you know, they need to really do what most experts, you know, seem to think is necessary to actually make Michigan's, you know, highways and transportation system what it ought to be.
Rick Pluta is Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, always a pleasure, David.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.